dedicated to the strength of the nation. From Hollywood, your theater of stars. Proudly, we hail. Yes, proudly we hail your theater of stars. Now here is your host, the well-known Hollywood showman, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, thank you. Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to your theater of stars, meeting place each week of your favorite star and story. Jane Wyman is one of the fine dramatic actresses in motion pictures, and we've chosen for Miss Wyman the highly dramatic, exciting story, Santana. It's the story which tells of the dreaded Santana storm, which threatened every small boat on the coast, and of a storm in a woman's heart, which threatened her happiness. And now, Act One of Santana, starring Jane Wyman as Gloria Walker. Fishing fleet, anchored there in the bay, swayed nervously, like a covey of giant birds about to take flight, as the heavy seas crashed over the breakwater. For it was Santana weather, the dreaded time of desert winds, which swept hot from inland to the sea, reaching gale velocities, with dire consequence to every small boat in its path. But to Gloria Walker, fighting her way along the waterfront, the wind posed a more distinct personal threat, a threat to her chapeau.
Yes, indeed. Hold on to your hats, kiddies. Santana weather blowing up. Wind of the devil himself. But I find it exciting. I'll never forget that afternoon I was going over to see Reverend Derricott at the mission. But as I walked along the waterfront, something caught my attention. I stopped, only to be interrupted by a man's voice.
Hey there!
Hey there!
What's going on here?
Well, what does it look like? There was a loose line on this boat.
Oh.
I fastened it.
Well, thank you.
Don't mention it. You seem very interested in these boats.
They're mine.
Oh?
I'm Chris Johnson.
Oh, yes. Now I know. You have that house high on the hill, don't you?
That's right.
I've often looked at that house. It's very beautiful. It's the most beautiful house in town.
Thank you.
Well, I'd better be running. I'm late.
Can't I drop you somewhere? I have a car here.
Oh, no, thanks. No, I'll walk. I like the wind.
I didn't get your name.
Is that necessary?
You tied up my boat. Whom do I thank?
Thank you, lucky stars.
But please.
Goodbye. So that was Chris Johnson. He really wanted my name, too. Imagine that. It was a short walk over to the mission. My good friend, the Reverend Paul Derricott, opened the door.
Well, Gloria, come in, come in, come in. That the wind blowing up?
Storm, perhaps. Just like my temper.
Well, Gloria, my dear, I think you've done very well. But where have you been? I've not seen you in church.
Well, I've been terribly busy.
I know. But that doesn't excuse you.
But aren't you glad I at least came to report?
Well, it's about time, one might say. I have more than a passing interest in you, my child. Haven't once fed and clothed you.
That seems so long ago.
Oh, doesn't it now?
Well, Paul, first of all, I have my new job.
Good, good.
In the factory. But it pays very well.
And what are you doing with all your money?
Saving it.
Good.
I'm buying a mink coat. Fiber by fiber.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, but I'll make it. I'll make it.
Oh, I know you will, Gloria. You always did.
And here, this is for you. A little on account.
Gloria.
Well, now take it. Don't argue. You can't argue with me, you know.
Well, I don't like to take money from you, Gloria. But I admire you for wanting to repay a debt.
Oh, nonsense.
By the way, Gloria.
Yes?
Any young men these days that I should hear about?
Not over a couple of hundred.
Only 200?
Well, I'm slipping, Paul. Oh, I did meet Chris Johnson over here today. He's the man who owns all the fishing boats.
Oh, I've known Chris ever since he was a youngster.
You have?
Why, sure. He comes over most every week, even now, to let me slap his ears down in a game of chess.
Well, you know, he's the most charming man.
Mm-hmm. I'll be sure to tell him you said that.
Now, don't you dare forget.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson must have dropped in for a game of chess with Paul, and Paul must have remembered his promise. For a surprise, Chris called me the next day, and the day following. Of course, I let him simmer. I managed to be quite busy, but he planned a party in my honor at the house I'd always been so crazy about. Now, how could I refuse? I found myself dancing in his arms, and very comfortable there.
Enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes.
I had such a time getting you out. I want to be sure you enjoy yourself.
You're very considerate.
Why wouldn't you tell me your name the other day?
Didn't think it was important.
It's a good thing we both knew Reverend Paul.
You think so?
Of course. But then don't you?
Oh, if you do.
Let's go outside a moment.
All right.
The wind is down.
Still Santana weather, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
And anything can happen, can't it?
I'm wondering.
Why wonder? The courageous know.
It does take courage, doesn't it?
To bring a boat in this weather? It really does.
Do you like boats?
In a very impersonal way. I like them for what they do and for what they bring. That's all.
I can't seem to keep up with you.
Most people can't.
Shall we go back in?
If you like.
Gloria.
Yes?
Gloria, I may be crazy to say this. It may sound wild to you, but I've got to tell you. I'm mad about you.
Chris.
I am, Gloria. And I'm asking you to marry me. I want you to be my wife. Oh, I know we've only known each other a short while.
When, Chris?
My darling, you're saying yes.
I said when?
Tonight, right now.
We'll go to Paul's.
Is Gloria?
In fixing up.
Well, Chris, checkmate.
Checkmate.
Gloria's a good girl. You can make her very happy.
I'm going to try.
She'll emphasize material things a little too much. You can help her there.
I will.
Gloria's known what it means to go hungry.
You've told me.
Well, you approve of the bride?
An angel.
Oh, you're very lovely, my dear.
Of course, you know there should have been a big church wedding with a huge reception following it. You know that.
Well, we can wait, darling, if you wish.
I don't want to wait.
Well, darling, over the threshold and into your new home.
My new home. Oh, I guess I can really believe it now.
Do you approve?
Do I approve? Oh, I think I told you how I worshipped this house from the first time I saw it. I used to dream of it. I used to dream it was a huge castle with a drawbridge that hung down an appropriate eloquence saying, "Welcome. Come in. I'm yours. Here you'll find warmth, comfort, rest, quiet." And then I'd enter, and I'd watch as the chains pulled the drawbridge high over the moat. And then I was in my own world, aloof and protected from all.
Well, my darling, turned out to be your castle after all.
Oh, yes. Not that I really ever thought of it.
Look, we can see the boats in the bay.
Oh, yes.
You know, I'm adding a new boat to the fleet.
Oh?
And I'm going to give you the honor of naming her.
Oh, thank you.
I was thinking about her tonight, and I had 1,000 wonderful ideas for her. Oh, she'll be superb.
Chris, let's just talk of us tonight, shall we? Just us.
Why, of course. I'm sorry, darling.
You know, I used to think that I wanted this house more than anything in the world. But that isn't true. I want you, Chris. I want to know you're mine. Tell me, Chris. Tell me. Them both, my castle and Chris. These first 3 weeks were exciting, even though Chris was very busy with a new boat. But it was fun, ruling my castle. Planning surprises for Chris. Anna, his housekeeper, was such a help.
You rang for me, ma'am?
Oh, yes, Anna. I want our dinner to be outstanding tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
What does Mr. Johnson like more than anything else? Something he hasn't had. Something that would please him and surprise him. Let's get a dilly.
A dilly, ma'am?
Yes, let's really ring the bell.
Oh. Well, ma'am, Mr. Johnson just loves a certain dish. A concoction of his own. Quite a dilly.
Well?
Frankfurters sautéed and then served in a grape jelly sauce.
Oh, how horrible.
Well, sure, he thinks it's divine.
Well, all right, Anna. That's what we'll have. But fix something different for you and me before Mr. Johnson comes home.
You ought to see her.
The new boat?
Is she beautiful? Oh, you really ought to come down.
Oh, well, I'm going to.
You've been saying that. You won't make it till the launching.
Launching?
Sure, darling, remember? Yours is the honor of naming her and christening her.
All right, but, darling, do we have to talk about that boat all the time?
Well, what's the matter with that?
Well, it's all right, but... Well, you haven't even mentioned the dinner.
It's good, very good.
Oh, you think so?
Frankfurter's a little stale, but very tasty. They're putting the rigging on. Beautiful job.
There you go again.
Say, what is this, anyway? Anything wrong?
Anything wrong? Well, darling, I just get a little tired of hearing boat, boat, boat every time you walk into this house.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's get something straight here. We're going to be around boats for a long time.
And if we are... Chris, I believe you actually think more of that boat than you do of me.
Gloria.
But you must. It's all you ever speak of. You seem to have forgotten me and my feelings completely. You've changed. I don't know you.
Now, darling, please.
You're not the same.
Oh, yes, I am. But I will accept part of the blame. I have been pretty well wrapped up in that new book.
Oh, wrapped up. You've been embalmed.
Tell you what, though. Next Tuesday is our first month's anniversary. Let's make a day of it, a big day, together.
Oh, Chris, why do I talk like I do?
What do you say? A date?
A date. Oh, and I love you very much. Sometimes I could kick myself for even raising my voice at Chris. But then I suppose that's part of married life. Just think, married almost a month. What would Chris surprise me with? Monday night, Chris came home, almost excited as I was.
Well, darling, you all set for tomorrow?
That's our day.
It certainly is.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Hey, I guess I didn't tell you. We're launching the boat tomorrow.
We're what? Oh, but Chris, it's our anniversary.
That'll have to wait. It's the only day this month the yard can handle a launching.
Oh, Chris, why didn't you tell me?
I didn't know myself till yesterday, darling. You understand, don't you?
Yes. I think I understand everything.
The curtain falls on Act One of Santana, starring Jane Wyman as Gloria Walker. Now, Act Two of Santana, starring Jane Wyman as Gloria Johnson, newlywed wife of boat owner Chris Johnson. Because of Chris's great and natural interest in the new boat of his fleet, and because of Gloria's jealousy of his time spent with the boat, an ever-widening void threatens the happiness of the couple. The morning of the launching arrives, and up at the house on the hill, Gloria received a surprise visitor.
A surprise indeed. I hadn't seen our visitor since the night he married us. It was Reverend Paul Derricott.
I received an invitation to the launching, Gloria. I thought I might pick you up and take you over.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, Paul.
Oh, your home looks so nice.
Thank you.
How is everything going along?
Splendid. I now have everything I've wanted.
Oh, I'm very glad for you.
Don't I look happy?
Not when you tilt your head like that, Gloria.
Oh, Paul, it's Chris. I don't know what's wrong. Just isn't working out.
Mm-hmm. It will, though.
Oh, I wish I could be that optimistic. Paul, what is wrong?
I don't know. You said you had everything you'd ever wanted.
Yes, Paul, but still...
That's it, Gloria. But still, the missing, the intangible. Oh, I've told you so many times, Gloria. The only real happiness is spiritual.
Oh, that isn't true. Not with me.
No?
A crutch to prop me up?
If you choose to call it that.
Never, never. Whatever problems I have are still within my power to work out. My choosing, my decision. It's always been like that. I've been reasonably successful. I have managed, and I'll manage again.
When will you understand, my tempestuous one?
Oh, when will you understand?
Well, I suppose we should be going along, Gloria. You won't want to be late for the launching.
We went down to the yard. Chris was there. And, of course, extremely busy with his boat. I had to admit she had attractive lines. Hippie, though. But then, all fishing boats have that hippie appearance. The wind had started up again. Quite a blow it was. It was Santana weather. Clear, cold, not a cloud in the sky. Chris led me up to the platform facing the stern of the vessel. He handed me a bottle of champagne with some red paper streamers tied to it. A small crowd was gathered below.
You know what to do, Gloria?
I think so.
All right, do your stuff. Ready to pull the blocks?
Ready any time with the blocks, Chris.
All right, Gloria.
I hereby christen thee Adventurer the Second. The champagne bottle didn't break. Is that bad luck?
Who knows? Try again.
I hereby christen thee Adventurer the Second.
Give me that bottle.
Sorry, Chris.
Skip it. Silly custom, anyway. Well, there she is in the water. What do you think of her?
She's floating.
You expected her to sink?
Well, it's happened. I've seen it in newsreels.
Must be a gag. Oh, Gloria, we're taking her on a shakedown.
You are? In this wind?
This is no blow. Besides, we're not going far. Don't have all the instruments in.
When did you decide to do this?
Yesterday. You're coming along, aren't you?
But you didn't tell me. I'm not dressed for it.
You don't have to dress for this.
Besides, I have work at home. You go ahead. I'll see you later. I went home. It was twilight by the time I reached the bayfront. The wind was higher now, and the crackle of the whitecaps on the breakwater was ominous. I thought of Chris, and I quickly put him out of my mind as I hurried up the long, winding steps and into the house. Dark hallway, a long moment alone. Chris and the others. They wouldn't go far. They surely wouldn't go far in this weather.
Oh! I beg your pardon, Mum.
Hello, Anna.
Practically blew me in, it did.
Well, now, it isn't that bad, is it?
Oh, yes, Mum. They're sailing at the waterfront. It's a real Santana. And God help them that are out in the boat
tonight.
Oh,
Anna, shut up.
I'm sure, what did I say?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Get me a raincoat quickly, will you?
I will that.
The breakers were crashing in, immense breakers, smoking along with the speed of the wind at the height of its fury. The salt spray felt so good on my face. I could think. I hailed one of the men there. Hello there.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you seen the Adventure of the Second?
Don't recognize the name, ma'am.
She's the new fishing hull, just launched today.
Oh, yeah, she's on a shakedown.
I know that, but did she get back in?
No, ma'am, she ties right below here. There's nothing down there. I hope they had fuel.
Oh, yes. How does it look to you?
The worst storm in years.
It's the worst?
No doubt about it. Four boats on the rocks already. No telling how many lives lost.
The boats on the rocks. Did Chris have plenty of fuel? What would keep them out in it? Away from the rocks, away from trouble. Oh, Chris. My Chris. And you, Paul Daracot. Paul, you are so right. I need that crutch, Paul. I need it. Oh, dear God. God in heaven, dear God, I ask thy forgiveness. And I beseech thee, help me in my trouble. Help me in my... Yes, I'm all right.
Oh, I thought you'd fainted.
Oh, no, I didn't faint. It's ridiculous.
Gloria, is that you?
Paul.
Strange. I was at the mission in my office. I thought I heard your voice. You were calling me.
Oh, you must have imagined it, Paul.
But I don't know. What are you doing out here anyway? But of course you would be out with all the excitement, all the boat. Oh, who knows? I believe the storm has fallen off. But come, over to the mission. You should get some hot coffee inside you.
All right, Paul.
I was positive I heard your voice.
It's your imagination.
Perhaps so.
Of course.
Perhaps it was because I wanted to hear you call me for so long.
did call you, Paul. I don't know why I didn't want to tell you. You've been right, so right. I need help, Paul. I've already prayed for help.
What is it, my child?
Oh, it's Chris.
Chris?
There's still no word on the boat. I want to pray in the mission. May I, Paul?
Oh, you need never ask that.
I knelt quietly. For the first time, I realized how wrong I'd been about Chris and the boat. Only he hadn't been building it when we were first married. When any woman deserves more of her husband. But I still had been wrong. Oh, Chris. Paul was waiting for me when I arose.
Cup of coffee now?
Yes, Paul.
Come with me.
Chris. Chris.
Hello, darling.
Oh, Chris, it's you. You're back.
Back?
Chris, kiss me. Hold me.
That's a pleasure.
I was so worried about you.
Why? I haven't been anyplace.
Oh, the shakedown cruise. Weren't you caught in a storm?
Oh, no. We turned back. Too heavy for us.
But the boat wasn't at her mooring.
I moved her into the back channel. Then I helped them down at the bayfront as long as they needed me. Then I came over here for a little game of chess with Paul.
You, Paul?
Yes.
You might have told me.
Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't interrupt it.
What?
The return of a soul from left field.
Say, what is all this, anyway?
Oh, I don't know, darling. But it's wonderful. And I'm very grateful to have you.
You're out of the storm now, darling.
I'm really out of it.
And into my arms.
That's where I want to be.
Oh, incidentally, darling, while we only had her running for a short time, the adventurer performed like a champion.
Chris, I want you to tell me every exciting detail. Every exciting detail. To your heart's content.
So ends our Theater of Stars play, Santana. Thank you, Jane Wyman, for a memorable performance. And thanks also to all the other members of the cast for their excellent performance. Proudly We Hail will come to you again next week. Until then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening and cheerio from Hollywood.
Proudly We Hail is a presentation of United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.